Now, Prague's Štvanice is the Czech capital's largest island and a site with a remarkable history. It houses a famous tennis court where tennis star Martina Navratilová helped her US team beat Czechoslovakia in a legendary match in the Fed Cup in 1986, and is also home to an original wooden stadium, now an historic monument. It is there that Czechoslovak ice hockey players won their first world championship title in 1947. Still, Štvanice is not just about the past. This week, City Hall councillors finally gave the green light for a project that should turn it into an even more important site in the future, a recreational area open to all. Councillor and Deputy Mayor Pavel Klega discussed some of the specifics.
Štvanice je zejména ostrovem, který má rozlohu 15 hektarů a je největším ostrovem.
Štvanice is Prague's biggest island at 15 hectares, and it gained its genus loci in the days when it was the scene of tense matchups between Czechoslovakia and the Soviet Union. The sport, of course, was hockey. We've known for a long time that Štvanice needed revitalization, but the floods of 2002 postponed the project, chosen in a tender. After that, the culture ministry stepped in, confirming the winter stadium as a protected site. Those are some changes that we've seen, which had to be taken into account.
The investor in charge of coordinating renovation and new construction at Štvanice will be the German company Meridian Spa, and overall expenditure in the project is expected to total over $40 million. The City Hall is confident that the changes will be worth it. There will be new volleyball and basketball courts, as well as courts for the much-loved Nohe Ball, known in English as soccer tennis, as well as playgrounds, a pier for canoeists or kayakers, a cross-cycling circuit and a half-pipe for skateboarders. In recent years, Štvanice became a popular site for its skate park. Because the area lies smack in the center of a potential flood zone on the Vltava, Pavel Klega stressed that the revamped proposal now takes all norms for potential flooding into account. According to the councillor,
tak stejně jako ve všech jiných zaplavových územích, ty stavby musí splňovat limity zaplavového území.
All of the sites have to meet flood standards. That means the construction of buildings that take flooding into account so as not to dangerously block flood waters. But those are standard for all parts of Prague. After the project is completed, Štvanice will gain new purpose and meaning in the center of town, open to all Praguers and visitors, including those who work every day in the area. The whole project complements wider revitalization of key city areas like Holešovice and Karlín. Štvanice has a major advantage right in the center of town.
By the way, for those of you who know Prague, Štvanice is the island you cross on the bridge that basically runs between the Florence and Vltavská metro stations. Published plans for the new Štvanice, expected to be completed within 5 years' time, suggest some surprises too. The purpose of one building, being referred to as Meridian Site, has apparently not yet been disclosed, but it is thought that it could serve as a possible ice rink, as well as a site for a Hockey Hall of Fame.